This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Coming up, we'll be taking a look at the front pages of the broadsheets. That'll be followed by political correspondence from German Rob through Mark. Then it's Mark Simmons' joke of the week. That'll be followed by local gossip from my mother, Patricia. Sports news from my dad. Take a look at the tabloids. And then weather from our special guest, comedian, actor, improviser, Graham Dixon. That's what it says in the blurb. We're all improvisers, though, really, aren't we? We're all improvisers of life.
All comedians put comedian, actor, writer.
That's
always
true.
A presenter. Every time. Never presented anything. I put it, I can't present.
Do you?
I put that in my first thing. Like, all those slashes. Just in case someone went on my website and went, oh, he could present. And then it says presenter.
No, you couldn't present.
I don't think I could.
No, no. We tried it once when I got the shits and had to arrive late here.
Oh, no, but no, I didn't even mean that. I just mean sort of like your T4 sort of, hey, guys.
Oh, you don't want to be those guys.
I went for an audition for one of those once.
What?
Worst thing I ever did in my life.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's horrible. I'd never done. It was like literally just started comedy.
Yeah.
And I did well in a competition and an agent got me this thing, like a tryout.
Yeah.
And it was like something like T4, is that sort of thing.
Oh, my God.
And I went in and I just bombed. Totally bombed.
How do you
bomb? Scared. Because I'd never been in front of a camera before. Like, it, and then all these people watching me in front. Oh, it was the worst experience of my life. I could do it now, but so, like.
So what, did you have to read an auto cue?
No, they asked me questions. Like, and I just went blank.
Like what?
Like, hey.
That's so weird. Hang on, that doesn't work. Hang on, you're the presenter. Surely you should be asking the questions.
It's
an audition. Ask me a question.
That's easy.
Yeah.
What's your favourite colour?
Exactly.
But I think they want to see...
Going back, yeah. That was a terrible question.
What's your favourite colour?
Yeah. But
that's the first question you would ever go to in just, what's your favourite colour, isn't it?
This is why you'd make a terrible presenter. hello, welcome to the Mark Simmons Show. I have with me Tom Cruise. Tom, what's your favourite colour?
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
It'd be terrible.
But what they wanted you to talk about controversial things. And like,
what do you mean controversial?
Okay, like,
things?
Here's an example, right?
Osama bin Laden's favorite color.
Here's an example of how I panicked and was rubbish. They asked me, like, what comedian do you hate, right?
What?
Yeah, yeah. They said, what comedian do you really hate? And I said, the only one that came to my head was one I really liked. So I said that.
Who?
Stuart Lee. And I loved Stuart Lee back then, but I couldn't think of anyone. And I panicked. I mean, Stuart Lee. And then I said, because they wanted you to elaborate.
What was this?
This is mental. It's like for MTV or something.
Did this show ever happen?
It was just to find a presenter for a show. Yeah, it happened. And then they wanted me to elaborate. And then I said, oh, yeah, I met... Oh, no, then they said, have you ever... No, that wasn't it.
Right.
They said, tell me when you lied.
Not only are you a terrible presenter, you're a terrible interviewee as well. You're basically just all round untalented.
So they said something about, tell me when you, like... You lied. And I think I said I met Stuart Lee and I told him I was a fan, but I wasn't. But I've never met him. And it's all that came into my head. Like, I just, it was the absolute panic. It was horrible. Really weird. Yeah.
I did a gig with Stuart Lee last year or a couple of years ago or something at the Royal Albert Hall. Mm. Big charity gig. Mm. And in the dressing room, I was telling him about our double act that we're doing in Edinburgh and said, I think you might like it. It was sort of, you know, it's very silly and it's me trying to teach Mark stand-up. And then I did, you know, when you're nervous, you sort of did, you behave how you wouldn't normally behave. And I actually acted out a bit from our show.
You didn't.
You know the bit when you got in the shoes?
I need to bring something else up in a minute.
So there's a bit, okay, for listeners that didn't see our double act, which will be quite a lot, is, although we were
sold out
every day.
You can see it on YouTube.
Can you?
It's on YouTube, some of it, yeah.
Oh, so Mark, I got you to take off your shoes.
What's that bit?
Remember there was the shoes and then you put your knees in the shoes so you looked
like
a little person.
Yeah.
So I told him about that bit, but I acted it out in the dressing room. And then I literally got up and I went, oh, yeah, no, I don't know why I did that. Sorry about that. I apologised for acting out one of the bits of the show. And then...
What was his reaction?
Recently, like, he sort of went, oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. And then I listened to an interview of him on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, he goes, well, you know, it's sort of like, it's quite weird for me, you know, because it's like, gigging used to be fun, you know, friends and, you know, you'd turn up and there'd be like people you know and like, but I can't really do that anymore because I'll turn up and I did a gig at Royal Albert Hall recently.
He didn't mention
my name, but he says something along the lines of, this isn't verbatim, but he goes, I did a gig at the Royal Albert Hall, you know, sort of like, You've got a status thing now. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I do big rooms or whatever. Just sort of, you know, all these comedians sort of acting a bit weird around me. Something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
You once did that to me.
What?
When I was really new and you were supporting.
Well, I was also really new. We were both really new.
You were supporting Stephen Caymos on tour.
Yeah.
And then I came to watch the show and you got me in to sort of meet him.
To the dressing room?
Yeah. And then you made me do a bit in front of him with just you, him, and this other guy.
I was trying to help you.
Oh, what? Doing Right, I did it and he just didn't give a shit, did he?
Well, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
It was really awkward.
No, but I was showing him that you were funny.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And again, you let yourself down. tell that joke now. You know what joke it was?
Was it the whale?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is before Mark actually understood how to write jokes.
But it's a nice idea, I still think. Yeah. It was about practical jokes.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Scale. And I was saying if I ever walked along a beach and I found a beached whale and no one else has seen it, I'd get a fishing rod, attach it to its mouth, sit there, just wait for the next person to come.
Yeah.
Just to see the look on their face.
Yeah, yeah. And then wasn't there a bit about Frutella or something?
Chew it, yeah. I sort of acted out. I said, what this? I'll just do a bit of fishing. What bait do I use? Chew it. I don't know why.
What's Chew it's got to do with
nothing.
Anything?
Nothing. It's weird. Surreal.
I never got that bit.
No. But yeah, some people loved that bit. Like, people used to say to me, I'd love to Chew it's bit. And it's like,
what?
It makes no sense now.
Okay. Well, look, we are a news show. Big news.
But I'd like to apologise to Stuart Lee, because I do like him.
I'd also like to apologise to Stuart Lee for making him feel uncomfortable during the gig at the Royal Albert Hall.
That's so funny. Was anyone else in the room?
No.
Did you take your shoes off?
Possibly.
You're so weird. That's so
funny. I said
funny.
Possibly, not definitely.
I'd love to have seen that.
I don't want to deny it in case.
And that's not even the best bit of the show.
No, but
because that was the end.
And as well, I gave the ending away in case he did want to come, which I'm sure he did. Okay, news. By the way, today's show might be slightly ropey. I've just come back from a four nights in Ireland with two of my close friends.
Do you want to talk about that now?
Quite laddie.
Do you want to talk about it in Filmish? Shall we crack on with the news?
Let's just crack on the news.
Yeah, we're talking about
it's
the
newsish,
Filmish.
Mate. This is what people are listening. They want to hear the news
what's the headline, Sean?
So, big news. I think everyone will be aware of this. The Guardian going with May loses Johnson but faces down Brexit rebels for now. The Times, Brexit dream dying, says Johnson on day of chaos. Et tu, Boris? Says the I. Daily Mail goes with too many brown people in our Indian restaurants. So, okay, that's the headlines of the papers. That's the big story.
But
a lot of resignations.
The resignations.
Forget the Daily Mail. We don't want to hear about that.
So I don't really know much about this. I know it's happened, I saw Boris had resigned.
Yeah.
Who? Someone else?
David Davis has resigned.
Stupid
so
name.
He was the
what a stupid name.
David Davis.
Why would you call your if you got a surname's Davis, why would you call him David?
I know.
That's really weird.
Do you know what Gary Neville's dad's name is?
Neville.
It's mad.
Was that a practical joke? It must be.
What? From his from Gary Neville's granddad doing a practical joke on his own son. I don't
must
know if
be.
But surely you look like more of an idiot than Neville. Because you were the one that came up with
it. School, Neville. Like, you always think he doesn't answer the first time.
What about people that name their children after them?
Oh,
that's
Junior.
That's so weird.
With Junior. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mark Junior.
How arrogant.
That
do you
is,
have to be
like,
my son to have my name? He's already got
that
your last
arrogant.
Name.
Arrogant.
Daughters don't really do it. Oh, Danny Dyer.
But Danielle, though, so is that?
Yeah,
so
but she's called like Danny, isn't she?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you? I haven't watched any of that.
Have you watched Love Island?
No. Oh, God, is that how she talks?
I don't know, but you know, to the untrained ear, yeah, you know, they all sound like that.
You sound like that rock star from Rolling Stones.
Mate, his name's Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, that's the one.
Oh, my God.
I've got the band, right?
I'm in Love Island. Cave. Love Island. I've got a text. I've got a text. Hashtag Rolling Stones. Whack me off in a bed.
Whack me off in a bed?
That's what's been happening.
What?
Everyone's getting wanked off in bed.
Are they?
Look at his face.
Is it on catch up? Wanked off? Are they showing that? They're not showing that.
Well, they don't. It's under the duvets, but yeah, you do.
You can see it sort of moving about.
What was that act?
I got a pen and I actually did it.
My God, yes, you can see it sort of. Yes,
really?
I think you like Love Island.
Do you?
Yeah.
I watched one episode towards the beginning because my mum was watching it.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been around.
Right, okay. So Boris Johnson has resigned the foreign for Boris Johnson to get wanked off.
Who would have thought it?
So Boris Johnson resigned. David Davis, who's the secretary, the Brexit secretary.
Oh, right, okay. That's quite
so
big,
he's the guy
it?
That was his job to sort of sort it out.
Okay.
He's resigned.
Tell me this, Sean. Mm. Why has it all happened on the same day?
Well, what happened is Theresa May had
what,
a meeting.
May what?
Theresa May had a meeting.
Yeah.
In I think the country house, I think it's Chequers. It's the country house of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. A 16th century manor house in origin. It is located near the village of Ellesborough, halfway between Prince's Risborough and Wendover in Buckinghamshire. Have I pronounced that correctly? Ellesborough?
Oh, it's here.
Yeah. I don't know that off by heart, do I?
Ellesborough.
Ellsborough.
I'll say it's Ellsborough.
So there you go. So she's got the team.
Yeah, cool.
That was Mark talking to our
producer. Just make sure I was pronouncing it right.
It was David Davis first, then it's Boris the next day.
Oh, okay. So he went.
Yeah. And the reason this has happened is because Theresa May has decided on what the plan for Brexit is going to be, and they're not happy, so there's walkouts.
Right.
Yeah.
So what?
So she, you know, hard Brexit, soft Brexit.
Oh, you know, I don't know what the difference of that is.
Okay, well, mate, no one really knows. But hard Brexit is basically completely leave the EU, get out of all the sort of rules that connect the United Kingdom with the EU, right?
Yeah.
Whereas a soft Brexit is like we are leaving the EU, but we'll still do that bit and we'll still do that bit. Like, so we're leaving
the
EU.
That sounds like a good idea. Why don't we just do that one? We should just do that one.
But then the negative side, if you're a Brexiteer, is that then you don't get all of the what they're saying is the advantages of leaving EU. I don't understand what the advantages or disadvantages are.
No
one that is human does.
No. So,
it's big news. Sorry, I'm just going to go on, ask a question. Sorry.
So Boris just hasn't got a job now.
No.
What's he going to do?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Is he going to be back? Can he go back into the government at some point?
This is the thing. Basically, I've highlighted this. Johnson's departure increased the chances that May could face a vote of no confidence.
Yeah.
Right? If 48 Conservative MPs write letters of no confidence to the chair of the backbench 1922 committee, Graham Brady, she would face an immediate vote.
Of what?
Well, whether she should continue being Prime Minister.
Right.
And if she then has to step down because everyone's gone, get
Boris
ready.
Will come back.
Boris will come back and probably be Prime Minister.
Really? Do you think people are on Boris's side then?
Well, who? What do you mean people?
The people that are going to vote her out, if that happens, they must agree with Boris. So they're like, Boris, you leave now.
Yeah.
And we're,
that makes sense, yeah.
I tell you what, I know this is saying whatever, like it's stupid to say it, but
no, go on.
What's the point of Brexit? It's just a flipping.
I know.
What all this stress? We could talk about other stuff.
I know.
If they didn't do it,
this is
no one would know any different.
This is what I've basically been talking about in my show.
Bellends. They are bellends. Oh, we want change. I'll just get on with it. This is a bigger ball lake, isn't it? There's no Brexiteers going. This is a great idea, wasn't it? Who's going like that? Like it's just a pain in the
ass. Brexiteers are resigning.
That's what. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
God.
It's so boring.
Really boring.
The word, even the word, is. I think they should just, to freshen things up, change the word so you can just stop hearing Brexit. Like, what could it be? It
what
could
does
be
Brexit mean again?
Exton.
Britain's exit.
Yeah, that, Britain's exit. So we swap it. Exton.
What does that mean?
Exit Britain.
Extain.
Not the best idea we've had on the show.
No.
No.
So, okay, that's, well, I mean, who knows what's going to happen then?
Well, yeah, exactly. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We could have a different...
next week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you want to hear a quote from Boris, though, before we go?
I'd love to hear it, in his voice as well.
Because he tweeted his letter of resignation to Theresa May. He tweeted it, so it's an open letter.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
He warned that the current Brexit plan meant Britain was truly headed for the status of colony. And accused the Prime Minister of sending our vanguard the white flags, preferably... Yeah,
I didn't understand that bit.
Look, so do you know what that means?
No, you didn't make any sense.
That Britain was truly headed for the status of colony. What does that mean?
Colony. Oh, but the colony's when you're on your own, isn't it? So just a white totally
Well, no,
away
he
from
wants
Brexit.
To be on his own. That's why he was the... He was the sort of head of Brexit. The Leave campaign.
Yeah.
He's the one that said £350 million.
But he didn't mean it though, did he?
Well, he's still claiming that he did. Uh-huh. We're not saying anything new. No one's saying anything new.
No.
It's boring.
So he tweeted, that was more interesting, he tweeted it. That's the first thing she found out by being tweeted about it.
I doubt that.
It's weird because that happened because my mate, I was going to tell you this, my mate got dumped by text recently. Not like a long term thing. And I was thinking about it, and I want to know your opinion of getting dumped by text, because I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
But not from... I know they say that's the easiest way to dump someone, but if I'm going to get dumped, I don't want to see their face and them to see how sad I am. send a text.
What was
that? That should be... I'm totally cool with that.
Or a GIF.
But I think... The only reason people don't like getting dumped by text, they can go, oh, they're not macho enough to do it to my face, because they're sad, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're angry. But that is the best way. And I'd rather not do it to my face.
Be less awkward.
Less awkward?
Yeah. Is he all right, your friend?
Yeah, I don't think it was that serious, but he just mentioned it, and I was like, you dumped me by text. And it's like, well, good.
So have you ever dumped anyone by text?
I got dumped by text. One of my first girlfriends... Sean?
Yeah.
Dumped me.
Yeah.
Guess what song was playing on the radio at the exact time they dumped me?
Her song.
What?
I thought it might be Ellie Goulding.
Oh, no, she wasn't famous.
Mark used to go out of Ellie
Goulding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did, it's true.
We don't need to talk about that.
No, we don't need to talk about it, but it was relevant because it would be sad if she dumped you by text
but
and then her song was on the radio.
Yeah, but actually she hadn't released anything by then.
We know that, that's why she'd get out of you.
Oh. Anyway, guess what song was playing?
What?
Dry Your Eyes, Mate, by The Streets.
You're joking.
That was on, and I got the text, and it was like really sad.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I was playing it on repeat, but...
Yeah, fair enough.
It's just, yeah, missed her.
Right, do you have a song? Come back.
Are we done with the... Yeah, I suppose.
Well, we have a song. We'll come back.
We? What are we going to talk about then?
What was German...
German Rob.
German Rob, correspondence of German Rob, and your joke of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah.
But for now, it's I don't even know the name. Pyjamarama.
What is it?
What?
Bananarama.
That's not what...
Bananarama.
Yeah, I was going to play Roxy Music.
What's she...
That's the last song we're going to play. So now we're going to play Total Football.
Total Football?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about the football yet. We should talk about that after the break.
By Parquet Courts?
What's this?
Parquet Courts? I can't read French.
It's a French football
disaster.
Song. Why are we playing a French football song?
I don't know. Weird. We'll be right back. Parquet. What's that mean?
Parquet.
What's parquet mean? By parquet courts. There you go. You're listening to the news-ish show. We're covering all the big stories.
We are, yeah.
The Times, Wimbledon lets football fans watch on phones. Strict rules at Wimbledon usually mean mobile phones must be switched off near the courts. Now an exception is being made so that fans can also follow England's World Cup campaign. That's going to be weird when you're trying to, like, you're in the middle of a rally and then all the crowd go,
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
I'm really surprised by that.
Enjoying the World Cup?
World Cup. You know, last week I said that I'm not that bothered about it.
Yeah.
Really into it again now.
Oh, now we're in the semis. Glory. Yeah.
Well, should I tell you what, Sean? The reason I've gone off football is because they're just, can I say it? I don't know what's nice, wankers.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I just don't like that. But this England team seem quite nice. They just seem like they don't seem like as sort of dickheady. Do you think they are? Or are they just hiding it well?
No, I think that's the general consensus that even some Scottish people, you know, don't mind this English team because everyone sort of seems all right.
Yeah, and it's like they're gentlemen.
But then who was a dickhead before?
You know, like Ashley Cole and people like that, you just think, oh, you're not a nice person.
What? Why? What's wrong with Ashley Cole?
Well, I don't know.
Dick pics. There you go.
Not a nice... no one nice to send dick pics, John.
Dricken.
Have you... Oh, I don't ask you that.
Of course I haven't sent a dick pic.
Never sent a dick pic, ever?
No!
No, me neither.
I haven't.
Of course not.
Unbelievable.
No, why would you do that? It's weird. No one's... Why would you show that?
John Terry wasn't very popular.
No.
I mean, it wasn't connected to dick pics, but...
Same. They just don't seem like very nice people.
That picture of him parking in a disabled parking space.
I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen that?
No.
Big, like, Land Rover, and he's just parked in his disabled... Yeah, it's real.
What an idiot.
Yeah, and of course, having sex with your best friend's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did all that. See, they're not nice people, but this... Are there anyone on the team you think... Like, the goalkeeper seems like a nice lad, isn't he? He looks nice.
Yeah.
Good as well.
Maguire.
What a good goalkeeper.
So where did you watch the game?
I had a preview in London.
Yeah.
So they had it on the big screen there.
Oh, wow.
Watched that. And then my preview was straight after, which was cancelled because no one wanted to sit inside.
Of course.
It was too nice.
So, well, the country was going
mad.
And
I was really relieved. I really didn't want to do it.
I missed my preview yesterday, unfortunately, because my flights were, I should have known, Ryanair. Oh. So delayed that I missed my show.
Oh,
apologies to anyone that's listening to this that attended the show, but I heard that they had a nice time with Jake Lambert. Okay, so where are you watching the game on Wednesday? You're going to go to the pub and try and soak up the full atmosphere of England being in the semi-final for the first time in 28 years?
No. I've got a gig.
Huh?
I've got a gig. But is it a festival?
It is 28
so it's
years,
still happening,
isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
So. I've got a gig and
Mark, the England game is at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you've got a gig in the evening.
Yeah.
Who is going to that gig?
It's a festival gig, so they've already sold tickets, so they've already...
What festival gig? What do you mean? Like a festival in a field?
Like, yeah, I think so. But I think they'd have a big screen up, so no one's going to come to the gig, but that's fine. I'll do 20 minutes. I'll just miss 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
so.
Fine. Okay, it's time for German correspondence. Correspondence from German, Rob, through you.
Yeah. Do you want the jingle or not?
The jingle's not there anymore. Forget the jingle.
Oh, okay. Rob has told me that it's been leaked from the US that Donald Trump wants to leave the World Trade Organization.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
Which the US...
Most of the things that he does are bad. If all of the things that man does are bad, apparently.
The US were quite key in putting it together just after the World War II.
Yeah.
He's already caused trade problems with China.
Yeah, you're doing quite well.
Yeah, thanks. Problems with China, which has affected Harley Davidson, which I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I guess
why is Trump leaving the trade union bad?
Because...
No?
No. Should I have asked him that?
Probably, yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't follow the rules, that means no one else will, and then everyone will just be doing what they want, and it will be chaos. Is that a good answer?
Very good answer.
And then...
Mark Simmons, joke of the week.
That's enough, isn't it?
Like, there's something else. Oh, yeah. I think the name of the...
No, come on.
what, Mark Simmons, joke of the week.
It's not good enough.
The name of the act, I think that he's going to go against the initials of Fart.
The name of the act?
Like the act.
Oh, the act. All right, so I thought like a comedian.
So the initials are Fart, and Rob thought, oh, you'll probably have fun with that.
Mark Simmons, joke of the week.
Come on.
So I saw Brian Blessed with a phone on his head.
What?
I saw Brian Blessed with a phone on his head.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, someone must have been told to put it on loudspeaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's good, isn't it?
Right, very good. Should we talk to my mum?
Yeah.
Find out what's going on in local news.
So, yeah. You got to talk, Sean.
Local news, I can't believe this.
What's happened?
I don't believe it, Barry.
That's not my name.
It is your name.
It's not my name. I changed it.
First rule of improvisation.
Yeah, yes
say
and.
Yes. Yes and. Why but, are you cancelling it? I'm saying you're Barry.
Well.
And then you've got no, I'm not. So.
But I don't want to be Barry.
You've completely
I don't
messed
be Barry.
Up our jingle for the first
no,
time.
No, I haven't messed it up. Let's do it again in a minute.
No.
We will do it again in a minute.
No.
Yes.
All right, later.
Can I start again? No, do it now.
No, I'm not starting again.
No, do it now.
Hello, Mum.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Right, can you hurry up, please? Because I've got things to do.
What? What have you got to do?
Well, I've got to go and see Charlie, because Charlie is a dog. He's not been well. I've got Tinky, Arnold, Pepper, Felix and Roger to deal with.
Mum, I hope these are all animals.
Yes. Oh, very funny.
Right. Yeah. Well, so what? Yeah. Why? Oh, that's a lot of pets.
I know. I started off with one, and now I've got, you know, quite a few.
You're like Ace Ventura.
I've had some little cards printed as well. Pat's pets.
What's that? What's happened?
Why is that so funny?
What's it called?
Pat's pets.
Patricia.
And you can pat pets as well, can't you?
Yeah,
that's because nice. I thought it sounded better than Patricia's pet. So
yeah,
Pat's pet.
Yeah. So what? So you're starting a business?
Well, yeah.
Looking after animals.
I didn't. It's people knock on my door and say, "Oh, I heard you look after so and so pet and blah blah," and I'm getting all these people now asking me to look after their pet.
So there you go. If anyone's in Brighton listening, there is a new business. If you need your pet looked after, if you've got work throughout the day and you want your pet, you know, to have some company, then you can. We probably can't Google. My mum doesn't have the internet.
No.
So you can. How can people get in touch with Pat's pets?
Well, they have to knock on my door.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm probably not going to give the address over the radio.
Yeah. No. Anyway, it's through word and mouth, you know. Yeah. I just get so.
How
anyway,
much are you charging? How much are you
well,
charging?
Well, I don't see. Some people pay me with tobacco and cakes.
And
unbelievable! That's like from a Roald Dahl novel.
Yeah, it's like a dystopian future with no money. So you're just paying. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm quite busy today. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to do.
Bloody hell.
Wow.
Today.
So have you been enjoying the World Cup?
Yes, it's fantastic. And brilliant. I told you England would win.
I know.
And they're going to win the World Cup.
You've heard it here first.
It's coming home.
I just think it's terrific. And we've got a young team. And it's just brilliant.
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 So well done.
Yeah, Harry Kane, Henderson, if you're listening.
There's one called Henderson, isn't there?
Yeah.
I only know,
Because that's my mum's maiden name.
That's my real name.
Patricia Henderson. So, Mum, have you got
Everyone knows your security answer now, Sean.
Yeah, have you got any news?
Well, that's it, really. Oh, yeah, still painting. And, hey, you know the green in the front room?
Yeah.
Well, that's going.
The green in the front room?
Yeah.
Oh, no, why?
Because I thought it's about time to have a change, you know.
Yeah.
Because Well, I can't remember the last time I decorated.
So what time, what colour is the green going to be?
Oh, it's going to be a neutral colour. And it's going to be sort of greyish.
Why are you painting a wall grey? It's going to be really miserable. It's going to look like a really miserable day in your living room every day.
Well, it's always miserable in this house.
Oh. What? Why? Don't answer that.
Well, it's Michael that gets on my nerves.
Yeah. Okay.
Where is he?
Where is he?
Where is he?
He's in the betting shop.
Oh, he's at the bookies. So we're not doing sports news again?
Well, obviously not. I mean, we had a big argument because he took £5 out of my wallet.
Right.
And I'm not happy about that at all.
Okay.
Do you know who he's betting on?
He never wins, it's
horses.
It's a complete waste of time.
He should have listened to your advice about England, shouldn't he? Put some on that.
Well, I wanted to. I don't like betting, but I really wanted to put some money on England winning.
Well, you should do.
If I put £20 on, how much will I get?
Mark,
when
do you
I
know?
Win?
I've got no idea.
It depends. You might have to guess like who scores first. That's sort of you get better odds then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you think will score first?
England.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
The football team.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Mum. Well, thank you. We'll let you get back to all your pets.
Yeah, but I must dash because I have to go and see Charlie now. I've got Charlie. Then, after Charlie, I've got Arnold.
Okay.
And then Pepper, Felix and Roger.
Okay, well, say hello to all of them. Thank you, Mum.
Yeah, and thank you very much, because Gertrude's going to have her injections.
Yeah, okay.
And her check-up.
I don't want to hear
annual
that.
Check-up, yeah. And everything.
Okay.
So fingers crossed.
That's all right, yes.
And all right, well, lots of love. Okay,
bye.
See you,
bye.
Mark.
Bye. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Love, bye.
Oh, she said my name.
There you go. Good. What do you mean she said your
name? She never says like bye, Mark. That's the first time she's ever said bye, Mark. That's really nice.
Oh, good.
Oh, I like Patricia.
So no sports news from my dad, unfortunately.
But we kind of covered a bit of football today anyway.
Yeah. Well, so then what do you want to do? Do you want to show us some of the tabloid news?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a bit rubbish because a lot of the tabloids have covered everything that's being covered
by the main papers. Story is big enough.
Because you've got... Boris Johnson is the main, like the good three or four pages on Boris Johnson. Five pages. Six, seven, eight pages on Boris Johnson.
I smashed my phone this morning.
What? Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How?
Completely smashed it.
How did you do that?
I put it in my shoe.
What?
Well, I cycled here.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing joggers, so I didn't want to put my phone in my pocket.
In case it fell out.
So I put it in my shoe, and then when I was going up a hill, obviously I put a little pressure on the pedal, and I completely shattered my phone.
You put it on the bottom of the shoe?
What, as opposed to what?
Down the side. You put it under your foot. Are you an idiot?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
I've just come back from a fortnight trip in Ireland. I'm not making the right decisions.
You put your phone under all your body weight. You are such a donut.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Where is it? Where's your phone? Like, is it properly shattered?
It's there. Look, it's there.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do? What sort of phone is that?
Which one is it? It's an iPhone 7.
No, which one? I've got an 8.
Have you?
I got an 8 yesterday.
Well, yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. Because the battery kept running out really quick and stuff. So
okay, yeah, well, I'm going to buy
an upgrade.
Well, I'm going to buy a 10, so.
Are you? I quite like it. Oh, but I noticed on the 8, did you know, they don't put the normal thing for your headphones, like a normal slot. You can't put normal headphones in it.
Yeah.
How annoying is that? Really annoying.
Well, it comes with an adapter.
What do you mean?
It should come with a little adapter.
What, that you can plug? Oh, I haven't looked in the box.
Yeah, there's a little adapter in it because people went ape.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also this thing where you can just put it on top of it and it charges it up. Like a wireless charger thing.
This is meant to be a news show. What are you talking about?
I just think it's amazing. How does that charge up your phone? It's not even a wire. How does it charge it?
It can't be good for you, though, can it?
It's right by my head, by my bed as well.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
But how does that do that?
I don't know, do
I? It's brilliant, isn't it? Well, how can it charge it without any physical contact?
What difference does it make putting it on a thing as opposed to plugging it in? You've still got to put
stuff
it
coming
there.
Through. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying I think it's amazing.
Yeah, but it's quite pointless.
Is Yeah, it's cool though.
All right, fine.
I'm just jealous because I got an A.
I'm really annoyed. Right, come on, it's meant to be a news show. You're talking about the iPhone.
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
What's what we? Oh, it's my bit, isn't it?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody.
Come on, we'll do tabloid news and then we're going to have the weather.
There's an actor called Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Do you know him?
Recognise the name?
Yeah, I don't really know who he is. But he had some trouble. He had a massive bust-up with his wife, like a drunken bust-up.
Oh, no.
On a flight.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's like, not on a flight.
Oh, I just burped. I'm really sorry. Did you hear that?
No one heard it. But, so you,
I did. Go on.
Yeah, so he just...
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah, but I don't recognise him at all. His wife looks really pretty.
No idea.
I wouldn't have an argument with her.
Oh, actually, I do know him.
Do you also have been in?
He's been in films that my friend
Tudors.
Has edited.
Oh, he's in Tudors. It's actually in the headline. I didn't read the headline.
Go on.
So I was just wondering, if you just came off a flight, like, and I bet you, were you hungover? Like, have you had any interesting drunken experiences on a flight?
Well, I wasn't drunk. I've not, no. I sort of behave on planes, so that was...
You never get have a few?
No.
No, me neither.
No. My friend, however, went on a stag do recently, and this is one of the friends that I went to Ireland with, and his mate got arrested when the plane landed.
No.
Yeah.
So they're waiting
for him. He vaped in the toilets.
You're not allowed to vape?
No. He vaped in the toilets. He got arrested before...
Got arrested
yeah, no, it's
for
amazing,
vaping?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I've got a vape joke. Do you want to hear it?
You've got a vape joke?
Yeah.
Go on.
Someone asked me if I wanted a vape. I said, no tar.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, vape. Wow, I didn't... Arrested for vape? That's pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you in for? I murdered someone. What are you in for? I'm fucking vaping in the toilet.
Yeah. You know that's my bit from...
What?
My line wire routine.
What do you mean?
Well, I literally just do that because you can go to... I was making the point that you used to be able to go to jail for downloading a song.
Oh, really?
You know,
oh,
what are you okay. in for, murder, yeah, yeah, yeah. whatever, and then I'm downloading Limp Bizkit. That was the... So you're stealing my gear on air in front of me. Unbelievable.
Yeah, sorry.
Right, come on.
Another thing, it's only a little thing, just a report that teens who spend more time on social media are at greater risk of falling victim of cyberbullying. I'm like, well, yeah. That's such a stupid story. Of course, yeah. You're on it more. You're going to get more chances.
That's like saying a kid who spends more time in a playground has more chance of being bullied.
Yeah. They're really struggling for stories today.
Do you ever get trolled? Have you ever been trolled?
Yeah, yeah. What happened? Something did happen.
What was it?
Oh,
I don't know.
Only a couple of times.
Why do you get trolled? Is it when one of your tweets sort of does well? And then people that don't follow you see it and don't like it because it's been retweeted.
Yeah, there was one tweet I put out that someone said something like, "This isn't funny." Or
what about?
But it had loads of likes.
It was a tweet that was getting trolled.
Yeah, yeah, that got trolled. And once I did this thing for the Grand National. I did the like a VT for the Grand National.
Oh yeah.
It was only like a minute thing. They just wanted me to do some jokes about horse racing. And I got one tweet that he just really hated it. He went, this so-called comedian. And
welcome to my world.
Really? Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm sure if I was on more stuff than...
I did the boat race, didn't I? Got destroyed.
That was funny.
Absolutely destroyed.
But you got destroyed by the people that love the boat race. But the people that don't love the boat race thought it was hilarious.
I think more of those people could have tweeted me.
But people don't tweet good stuff.
No, I know.
Do they?
Well, yeah.
But it was funny.
Horrible.
What was that joke you did? That was a really funny joke.
Well, it wasn't that. It was silly. It was immature. Yeah, yeah, it was, yeah. And I winked at the camera.
Did you?
But you're like, yeah. Brilliant. Or I gave them like a look of like, hey.
That should be a meme.
Like, what was it? Because on those boats.
Yeah.
Is the cocks.
Yeah.
And then it was we were sort of talking about the women's race.
Yeah.
And then
does the women's boat ever cock?
Yeah, something like that.
And then hilarious.
It's really silly. Just looked
really
at the camera.
Funny.
Got absolutely destroyed.
Because of that,
in fact, I was in the papers. They all went for me saying I was drunk.
They did, yeah. But you were, weren't you?
No. After the abuse I got very... Did you know this is true? Right? I don't think I've ever told anyone this. It really shook me up.
Yeah.
Right, I thought... Like, I'll end of my career and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Certainly it didn't help. But... So I went and got. I was like really shaken by the. I wasn't used to that much abuse, and so I got really drunk. And my mate, I said, "Mate, you've got to come and see me. I'm a mess, please." And so we went to the pub, got really drunk. The next day, I woke up hungover. I thought, "Oh no, I'm now hungover." So if I leave the house and someone takes, I've got, you know, your imagination just goes wild. And I thought,
I couldn't sleep. I was really panicked. And I thought, if I like leave my flat and then someone gets a photo of me, like in the state I'm in now,
yeah.
it is going to look like I was drunk on the programme.
Yeah.
So I didn't leave the house.
What a mess.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. No one texted me to see if I was all right. I think everyone just thought it was. Was it you?
Yeah, I definitely text you.
Yeah.
To say, you know, gutted. I can't remember. I definitely texted you. I'm sure I did.
That was horrible. I think for the last shot, right, so it kept on coming back to me and Helen Skilton. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the blonde girl.
Lovely lady. And she... Lovely lady. Who was that? Lovely lady. But on the last one, the last time it came back, I think I was just out of shot. I think, like, the producer's just gone, this guy's awful. Get rid of it.
Oh, no.
I think I just...
maybe you're just showing them the on your knees thing.
So presenting harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Here I am with one of the Cambridge boat racers. Hello, mate. What's your favourite colour? Right, any other tabloid stories?
So that, what was that one? That was the social media one. Oh, patients are being... This is something that gets covered a lot. So again, I think they're just struggling for news today. Patients are being put at risk by doctors who feel exhausted before they even start their shifts. But that's just such a... Yeah, because they work so much.
I was in the NHS. Remember when me and you were on tour together in Hull?
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up in A&E because my foot expanded.
That was so weird, wasn't it?
So I got an allergic reaction. No, yeah. So I think they think it was a bite, or they thought it was a bite in the end. But my foot quadrupled
and
in size.
And you're on the train, really shitting yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, went to ask for a doctor, and the only doctor on the train was a gynaecologist.
No.
And I don't have a vagina, so it's pointless.
Oh, I wonder what that job's like, you know, on the whole.
Oh, there he is. Very good. Have you done that on stage?
That, you know what? Basically, if you ask someone what they do for a living, if people try and be funny, they nearly always say gynecologist. So I thought of that ages ago, so I always say that whenever they do.
That's very good.
Thanks very much.
So, yeah.
And now every comedian listening is going to nick that.
So did the show.
Yeah.
Tried to text my agent saying, look, I'm in an incredible amount of pain. Mm. I can still do the show, please, mate.
I was already at the gig, wasn't I?
Huh?
I was already at the gig.
Yeah. So I ended up in A&E thinking I'm going to die. And I'm allergic to penicillin. Anyway, the point is, the doctor, I could see him yawning. He was so tired. It was like 4 a.m. or something. He was absolutely exhausted.
But did you go after the show then? You did the show and then you went?
We went back to a hotel. I was just in too much pain that I went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And you didn't come with me.
Hang on.
I texted my mates, going, I can't believe it. Mark's let me go to A&E alone.
What? Well, we were in our rooms, and then you said, I'm going to go to
A&E.
We're in the
hotel. I was like, mate, I've got to go to A&E. You didn't come with me.
Why would I go to A&E at 2 in the morning?
I was scared.
No,
I was dying.
No, there's nothing wrong with you.
No, did you see the size of my foot?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think I was really tired.
Never forget that.
Plus,
you're in A&E, I'm not coming.
Well, you left me on the bloody services when my car broke down. You got an Uber.
Yeah, your car was dying, not you.
Yeah, I was on my own. I could have got attacked.
Anyway, so... This the doctor, I said no, like, I'm allergic to penicillin, don't give me penicillin. He's put it in there, hasn't he? He's given me penicillin. I'm just about to take this tablet, and I look down and I see on the box, warning contains penicillin.
And you just told him?
Told him that evening.
Yeah.
That visit, and went back.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they just
That's
really
sorry. Bad.
But he could have killed me.
Would that kill you?
Could do, potentially, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
What happens when you, what happens?
Well, it's not happened since I was a kid, but, you know, bright red and all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's annoying. So what else? Oh,
where was that story you were telling me earlier about?
Which one are we talking about now?
The 13-year-old boy or something?
There was.
What was that?
What have I done with that? So basically, just some woman was sort of waiting for like young boys to walk past and then invite them in the house and then have sex with them.
What?
And I was just thinking, but that's like.
Does that make her a paedophile?
Yeah. Yeah,
weird, isn't it? You never think of the women who could be paedophiles.
No, and like I was saying to you, is this controversial? I don't know. That's what young boys want.
About 13, that's what you want, is it?
Mate, once you've gone through puberty, that is like the dream, isn't it?
Get called in by...
I'll do a sexy older woman. I don't know if she's sexy, but you imagine she was. But I mean, I think that is controversial,
Is there a teacher you would have had?
Yes.
Funky times.
Of course, and at that age, definitely.
Which teacher?
Oh. Well, there was a really good IT one.
What's his name?
Who?
Hey! Comedy.
But I think she actually did have a little thing with one of the students at one point.
You're joking.
No, I think that was a little, like a sixth former. So it's bad, but I don't think it's as bad.
Right, okay. That's enough of paedophile teachers. Let's have a song and we'll come back. We'll get the weather from our guest, comedian, actor, presenter, improviser, Graham Dixon. This is Far Away Truths by Albert Hammond Jr. Far Away Truths by Albert Hammond Jr. Okay, so it's time for the weather with our special guest, Graham Dixon. Hello, Graham.
Hi.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm really good, yeah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm Sean, of course, joined by Mark. Mark, say hello.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Mark.
I've got a question before we start, Graham.
Yes, please.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, for fuck.
My favourite colour is burgundy. I'm wearing a burgundy sock at the moment.
Just one.
I don't know why I singularised that. I'm wearing two. wearing boots. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, Grant.
Well, I've got one on each foot, just to clarify.
Yeah. you've got a new show that you're taking up to Edinburgh called Timber.
I do.
This is a character comedy.
It is it's a character comedy. It's very theatrical. I like to get my show up in people's faces, and I like them to not feel safe when they're in the theatre. So I like to do my show all over them.
God, so, I'd hate that.
My main aim with every show is for an audience to enjoy as little as possible.
Same as Mark. Brilliant.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
So you have a director for this show, and I obviously me and Mark do comedy as well. And I don't know how does that work when you use a director, because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Hamish, my director, he's got a great name. His name's Hamish McDougall.
No.
And he's not Scottish. That's the weirdest. That's the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing about Hamish. We've worked together a lot, and he has a background in theatre, really, and so, I mean, really, we sort of like assemble and sort of devise the show a lot like a theatre piece, but we both have a sort of healthy disdain for theatre, it's all very sort of, you know, we're always keen to just sort of like mess with things, again, get things off the stage and kind of fuck with people's expectations, I guess, of a show.
If you're doing, I assume that you do work in progress shows with this.
Will
he be there sort of taking notes, and he'll say, oh, that bit where you did this, that wasn't funny, don't do that?
It's funny actually, because I know that like when some comedians work with directors, they like that tends to be what directors do more. Like I end up having to have more of the comedy steer myself, because Hamish isn't funny. He doesn't have a sense of humour. You know, some people might ask why I've hired him to direct a comedy show, and they'd be right to ask. He will give some notes from the comedy, and I guess we'll sort of. And we will talk about it, what he does more is sort of like steer the structure and make sure everything's like clear, and that's especially useful for this show, because this show is a clusterfuck.
I love that you're coming to promote the show. You're basically saying I'm really going to annoy you. It's not going to make any sense. Don't bother coming.
No, it's very like high concept. I'm really, me and Amish are really excited about it. I have been really excited about it since I came up with the idea. But it's also, I'm well aware that it's also potentially quite controversial. The idea is it's sort of set in like a dystopian version of Hollywood, sort of five years after Me Too and Time's Up.
I see. There's the controversial bit.
Yeah. five years after Me Too and Time's Up, where like all the women have abandoned Hollywood, so it's just been left to these sort of to the dregs, these male dregs, and Hollywood sort of like sunk back into like a swamp, and all the sort of male characters are sort of like they've sort of regressed into sort of, you know, primitive degenerate caricatures of like Hollywood stereotypes.
Right. Very interesting.
It's sort of, it's very high concept. Even though the sort of central metaphor would sort of make a GCSE student groan, but don't be to any listeners who, if you haven't already been put off by the show, allow me to try and put you back on. I mean, it sounds quite sort of like, it sounds quite like weighty and sort of...
Well, no, we know it's. Don't worry, we know it's going to be funny. We've seen we've got the previous reviews here. You've got 5 stars in the Times, 4 stars in the Guardian. Don't worry. There's no doubt this is going to be a great show. You can see it at 5:30 at the Underbelly Cowgate, Iron Belly.
That's right.
From the 2nd till the 26th. Now, before you give us the weather, Graham, one quick question. Did you have a teacher that you fancied at school?
Kind of. Yeah, okay. Kind of
a dude.
Her name was Mrs. Graves. And sexy name, right?
Yeah.
Graves.
Fifty Shades of Graves. Yeah. That'll do.
But no, she was just extremely elegant and like well composed. Ooh. And just really like in just really smart and sort of like intelligent and quite otherworldly.
Do you still like her, Graham? Graham, what's the weather wherever you are?
Well, I am sitting in the middle of the weather right now, actually. You may even be able to hear a helicopter in the background. That's my weather helicopter. I'm not in it. I'm just letting it cruise around in the skies for a bit. It's grey.
Fine. That'll do. Just like the teacher that you fancy. Lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's perfect. Yeah. Tie it up. That's a lovely end to the interview. Graham Dixon, have a lovely time in Edinburgh. Good luck to you. Stretch sounds fantastic. I'll try and catch it if I'm up.
Yeah, thank you so much, boys. Lovely to speak to you.
Ta-da. Thanks, mate. Bye.
I don't know why I said if I'm up. I am up. I mean is I'll try and catch it if I have time. Graham Dixon there. Check out his show, Timber. That's all from us.
Yeah.
Mark, go on, do the plugging bit.
Retweet, please, and 5-star reviews and all that really helps get other listeners listening.
Very, it was quite a different interview for us, wasn't it? It was just getting a character comedian. It was quite interesting. Yeah. So his song of choice to go was by Roxy Music. It's Pajamarama. Yes, and
catch
speak to you next
later
week.
On in the week.
Yeah.
Tears I follow you to the end.